Aircheckdownloads.com.
Tuesday's More Music Hour, one of the fastest-selling records in the Northeast back in 1986 and a number one Europe, The Final Countdown on the best music, Metro FM. Well, the bad news is the instant cash track has gone £25. Carole Longstaff won it earlier. The good news is only 22 golden envelopes left, still £2,000 to be won and a holiday in Gibraltar, and we're going to be playing it in the next hour. The best music, Metro FM. That's it for Tuesday's More Music Hour. Katrina and the Waves follows the 11 o'clock news with Susie Becker. The best music, Metro FM. Good morning. It's 6 minutes past 11. 091-488-8611. If you want to fax us this morning, we'd love to hear from you. Here's Lola from the Kinks. Oh, it's a funny old world. Roseanne Arnold and Stevie Nicks nearly came to blows fighting, would you believe, over the last teriyaki stick at Ringo Starr's party. It's the sort of thing we would leave. It's the sort of thing they fight over in the States. It's the best music, Metro FM, Tuesday's edition of the show, 091-488-8611 if you want to mention on the show, and we're going to be opening a golden envelope in this hour, and there are only 22 left. Just think of that. Brian Adams, don't forget the Diet Coke Great North Run this Sunday, and don't forget your chance, an unbelievable, priceless opportunity for you to take part, for you to be there to present the prizes. The cards, registering names and addresses and phone numbers are coming in, but be quick. Remember, you've got to get it in by the last post on Thursday. So just get a card, back of an envelope, whatever. Post it to as quickly as you can. Put Diet Coke Great North Run on it. Mark it in some way so we know that it's the Great North Run draw that you want to be part of. Put your name and address clearly with a telephone number. And then be ready, because we'll start reading those names out come Friday morning. And if your name comes out first, you've got just 2 minutes to respond and get in there and be the winner. And you can win VIP treatment like you've never had before, I'll tell you. Picked up, chauffeur driven down there, you'll have a wonderful day, you'll be presenting prizes, mixing with the celebrities, a totally priceless opportunity, only on the best music, Metro FM. Two in a row on the best music, Metro FM, Rose Royce, Wishing on a Star, and Mr. Big, Just Take My Heart. I've been
sleeping with the... This is Curtis Steiger's.
It's Mystery Envelope time. It's 11:26, and your chance to have a go at winning £2,000 in cash. Or maybe another prize in our Mystery Envelope competition. And don't forget, of course, you can win that Fiesta celebration, the car donated by Cowies to celebrate Sunderland's city status. If you want to rip open one of our envelopes live on air, you've got to be caller 10 this morning on Tyneside 488-3188 with the correct answer to this very simple question. How many bottles of champagne and sparkling wine did Metro FM give away last weekend? It's Tyneside 488-3188. Be caller 10, and you must be over 18, or 18 at least, to play the game. And good luck. Hope it's you ripping open one of our mystery envelopes in the next few minutes. Only on the best music, Metro FM. Helen Hoffner's Summer of Love. We'll be finding out more about Helen Hoffner in the next few days as she comes into the studio to visit us. But she's a very interesting lady. And I'm dying to find out whether or not someone can really remember something from the age of two. She claims she can. We'll find out what that is towards the end of this week. What's in a word? Here's the Christians. It's the £2,000 mystery envelope competition, and a few minutes ago, I asked you how many bottles of champagne and sparkling wine did we give away last weekend, and we were looking for caller number 10, and here she is, Elaine Oliver from Crawcrook, and the answer is, Elaine?
97.
97 is correct. Well done. And you've won the chance to pick one of the remaining envelopes. Don't forget, there's a prize in each envelope. There's booze, games, holiday to Gibraltar, and in one... And in just one, we place £2,000 in cash. Somebody's got to win it. And remember also that in each there's a car key, and only one fits that Fiesta celebration donated by Cowies. And you could win it if you tear open the right envelope. Are you ready?
Yes, ready.
All right then. Elaine Oliver of Crawcrook, which number would you like?
Number 97.
Number 97 has gone.
That's gone. 73.
73. Let's have a little look through. Number 73's gone.
89.
89. 89 is here.
89's there.
Oh, what would you do if you had the £2,000, Elaine?
Share it amongst my friends.
Really?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to tear it open right now. Okay, you ready for this?
Yes.
Elaine, you have won. Well, it isn't the £2,000, but it's still a good prize.
Yes.
You've won 4 videos, Air America,
yes,
The Story of the Olympics, Timescape, and Volume 8 of Cheers.
Oh, brilliant. Excellent. Thanks very much.
You can have fun. Anyway, which radio station gives you more chances to win?
More Music Metro FM.
Congratulations. There's always more chances to win. More winners.
Well, last weekend we gave away 97 bottles of sparkling wine and champagne, and our thanks to Vaux for helping us out and providing all the sparkling wine and the champagne, and it's all part of Sunderland's city status and the celebrations therein, and of course the Mardi Gras that was on last Sunday. This is the best music, Metro FM. 17 minutes to 12. Well, at the pictures this week, Mickey Rourke and Willem Dafoe star in a political thriller called White Sands. It's set in the Arizona desert, and the movie follows the ever-shifting sands of superpower politics. Dafoe plays a small-town sheriff who gets caught up in a joint FBI-CIA plot while identifying a corpse. And watch out for Rourke, he's superb as an international arms dealer. It's a very stylish film, well worth watching. Certificate 15, it's at the UCI Metro Center and Warner Cinemas at Manners. What about the theatre? The Northern Stage present And a Nightingale Sang. Written by our own local playwright J.P. Taylor, this superb production is set in wartime Newcastle and follows the fortunes of the Stott family. They might have ways of dealing with the likes of Adolf Hitler, but what are they going to do about their daughter who's fallen madly in love? Runs until the 26th of September, the Newcastle Playhouse, from 7:30, some tickets remain. And whatever you do, wherever you go, have a great Metro night out with Galliano Hotshots, the hottest shooter in town. This is the best music, Metro FM. It Takes Two brings us onto the subject of Mia Farrow and Woody Allen. Twice divorced and living alone, Mia Farrow has nevertheless adopted 7 children. And it's rumored that when Woody Allen filed his custody suite for their suit, not sweet. I don't believe I said that. Well, when he filed his custody suite, he wanted the 2 chairs and the leather back. Yes, he filed his custody suit for their natural child, Satchel. Mia was also in the process of adopting a further 2 children, which is fairly amazing and rather ruined the joke that I was going to tell, but still, never mind. Crying, Roy Orbison on the best music, Metro FM. Little Respect, Erasure, with Womack and Womack's Teardrops to come. That's after the 12 o'clock news on Metro FM with Susie Becker.
Aircheckdownloads.com.